Chiki. Good day to you, Chiki.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Chiki.
Come and start, you great puff.
Oh, it's the subtle stuff now.
Hello.
Hello. I think I'll watch the test now.
Row up. Swings and roundabouts. Have a grope on the ghost train. Win yourself a coconut.
Who are you, my dear?
I'm the fair maid of Perth. Well done, sir. You got two little balls on the water jet and my husband in the leg. Lucky we haven't got the legs on the water jets. However, what prize would you like?
That.
I'm sorry, sir. It's attached to the rest of me.
Oh.
But don't stop. I'm quite enjoying it.
There you are. Well, in that case, what's that? What a shame. What's that big lumpy sack on the second shelf?
That's my sister, sir. She's stitching the back of the tent.
Oh, well, I'll have her. No, well, does she? She doesn't. What else have you got?
Well, how about this newsflash?
Here is a newsflash. We're going to run out of those. The government said today that Britain would only trade with those emergent African states that have proved themselves to have a stable government. This was defined as anybody who'd been in power for more than 20 minutes. Hello?
Hello. I am the head of an emergent African state.
Where's that?
Kilburn. I am King Leroy the First. What I want to say to you is...
Hello?
Hello. This am King Leroy II. I just like to say the king is dead. Long live the... head of the army. Or as I now prefer to be known, the most illustrious and glorious savior of our people. Oh, hang on. Here comes a stroppy-looking corporal. I'll ring you back.
I see you're having a suit made, John.
How do you know?
There's a man behind you with his hand up your jacket.
Oh, he's not a tailor, he's a vent.
What?
Well, I asked for a vent in the back of the jacket. Very expensive.
Why?
Well, every time I order a drink, he says...
A gottle of gear.
I'm having a suit made for Ascot.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to wear it when I'm mending the gas heater.
Oh, dear.
Got him. No, it was a joke last week that made me laugh.
Want anything doing well, do it yourself. I've got an incredible lightweight suit.
Why aren't you wearing it?
Put it on yesterday and floated out of the window.
Enough of this chit-chat. Tempus fugit.
Pardon?
Time flies.
Indigo fugit.
Pardon?
Blue flies.
Speaking of that, don't look now, but your fugits are open.
All right, Harry. To you. Easy with it. Easy. Left a bit. Send her up. Careful. Steady as you go. Right.
What are they doing?
Putting Jimmy Young in position for tomorrow's programme.
Told you that leg would come off.
I fixed it.
Not off the chair, off him.
Hi, fans, it's Dennis, everyone a coconut king here. Just popped on to tell you about my new LP, Music for Ruptured Disco Dancers.
What is it?
Well, we play all the disco hits, but very, very slowly.
And now, ethics. Is it a better place to live than Suffolk?
Ear.
What?
Ear. Before I get angry, ear.
Too late now.
Want to marry my sister?
I beg your pardon?
Want to marry my sister?
Why on earth should I want to?
She's a cordon bleu chef, inherits £500,000 when she's 21, got an extremely passionate nature, and she can do an impression of a sheep being hit by a golf ball.
Why are you having trouble disposing of her?
Gotta be honest, the impression of the sheep being hit by a golf ball ain't too clever.
Yeah.
Will you marry her?
Well, I've always been a bit of a softie.
Don't worry, she'll take care of that.
All right. All right, you're on. I'll marry her.
Right, stand back. Ethel?
Yeah?
I've found one.
Hello, Cheeky. Shall we name a day?
Why not? Let's call it Gertrude.
Lovely!
What a nice girl. Oh. Who's that gorgeous creature?
Hello, darling.
It's my brother Sid. I'm having trouble fixing him up and all.
See you in church then, darling.
Right now.
All right then.
Meanwhile, in church, ignoring the midget who's drowning in the font.
Dearly beloved, in my series of sermons on the Ten Commandments, we have reached adultery. Everybody back to my place. Oh, my God.
Nature Corner, our weekly wallow in nature's wonderland. A man in Pevensey has taught a duck to answer the telephone. We recorded this incredible phenomenon.
Pick it up, you stupid bird.
Stupid. Let's see you lay an egg.
All right.
Oh, fair enough. Pevensey 3248. No, sorry, he can't come to the phone at the moment. He's just laid an egg.
And now, here is Mr. Fosdick accompanying the vicar in all things bright and beautiful. If it sounds like something else, don't blame us.
Sweden, a kingdom in Scandinavia, Northwest Europe. Capital city, Stockholm. You all know this one. Mountainous in the north and south, with a central lowland belt, low the sheet, containing major agricultural areas and a large proportion of the population. A small home market, little, makes for a dependency on exports. A special louder of minerals, including high-grade iron ore from Kiruna and Mombegit. North of the Arctic Circle, a social democratic state. Since 1932, remain neutral in the Second World War, has a highly advanced system of social security, an area of 173,665 square miles, and a population at the 1977 census of 8,013,696. And that's Sweden.
Time.
Sweden.
Oh. And now, here is a newsflash. A London firm manufacturing radio components last month switched to making silicone chips. This has proved so successful, they have had to move into smaller premises.
Hello?
Hello, the other Colonel Sanders here. Junkin?
Yes, sir?
You know I asked you to play in that charity tennis tournament I organised for next weekend?
Yes, sir.
I've got Vetus Gerulaitis.
Well, I better not come. I might catch it.
Silly ass, that's a player. Oh. I've also Buster Mottram.
Well, put a poultice on it.
And now over to our interview studio, where Kingsbury Trestle is talking to a man who has a unique claim to fame.
Homer Foolproof, good evening.
Yes, isn't it? Thought it was going to rain earlier. I said to Marge, it's clouding up overkill.
Thank you. Now, let's start again. This claim to fame, it has something to do with a well-loved figure in politics, hasn't it?
No, it's to do with Harold Wilson.
Ah, I see.
He's a lad, you know. If he fell off a cliff, he'd swear he was going up.
What exactly is the connection?
Well, I look nothing like him.
Yes, and that is your claim to fame.
Oh, yes. I've been approached many times. Most recently by your producer, but I'd rather not go into that.
No. The old bag of sweets routine. Now, these...
He only offered me one.
Oh, he's a fickle minx. Now, these people who approach you, what do they say?
Well, sir, it varies from person to person. I'll give you the gist.
Gist.
Oh, Gist. Well, they come up to me and they say, good morning. I trust you're pardoning my mentioning this, but I've been struck by how little you look like Harold Wilson. Or, depending on the person or time of day, they'll say, good afternoon. Do you know you look nothing like Sir Harold Wilson? Get the picture?
You don't have to do it all the time.
At my age, you can't do it all the time. No,
have you ever met the great man?
What great man?
Sir Harold Wilson.
Oh, him, yes. I was doing somersaults one day in Downing Street, and he came up, poked me in the eye with his pipe and said, good heavens, I've never seen anyone who looks less like me. Would you like an OBE?
Did you accept?
No, I live in Hendon.
Ah, I see. Come a fool group, I'd just like to say that this has been a complete waste of time.
Excuse me. When I've got my other suit on, the dark one, I look nothing like Neville Chamberlain.
Shut up!
Welcome to Tim's Cozy Corner, in which I bring you a little spot of tranquility and ask you not to pick it, please. When the world's looking drab and the people around seem dreary and dull, made of plastic, rekindle the joys of the days that are past. Twang your old lady's knicker elastic.
That was the last of Tim's Cozy Corners for the time being. Anyone who'd like to purchase the complete works of Tim Brooke Taylor will have to buy the gents at Tulse Hill Station.
Meanwhile, at Tulse Hill Station, I think I'll have this exchange in March. Hey, look at this, a nude centrefold of a garage. Hey, the doors are wide open.
You can see the bicycle.
Hello, you two. What are you looking at?
Exchange of Mart.
Seen the garage. Yeah.
Wide open.
Bicycle.
Both
pedals.
Hey, listen. Man with problems wishes to exchange them for cowboy suit.
Oh, there's one here. Bullnose Morris wishes to meet plastic surgeon.
Oh, I see.
I'm on my own, but I see.
I've got one.
I've heard.
For sale, small tobacconist, counter 3 feet high. Roaring trade in Waits and Woodbines. Suit small human being or Dennis King.
I heard that. Dennis, I don't care, King here. As I said to the traffic warden this morning, I may be small, but I'm beautifully parked. Where does he get them from? Show 62 and he comes up fresh as a daisy.
If I could show 62, I wouldn't be here doing this rubbish.
Dennis! Pray tell me, what are you doing at Tulse Hill Station?
The only girl I ever loved is on the 412 from Charing Cross. Here it comes now. Hello, Violet!
Hello, Dennis!
Pity it never stops. Bye, fans.
I'll see you in the jet.
Meanwhile, in the jet... No, I don't think so. Let's do 101 things you never wanted to know, number 103.
Spot welding was invented in 1823 by Tamsin Thrubb, who welded all his spots together into one big pimple. And now, over to the sports desk.
Stop it, Deirdre. You're supposed to bring in the tea and keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, look, that red light's come on.
I'm not surprised the way you behave.
What? Oh, hello. Sydney Chuff Buttock here with all these sports news and views and Deirdre's fingerprints on... Well, never mind. Any Aberdonian Angus McSteakhouse broke the record for the Dover to Calais swim today. On being congratulated, he expressed surprise and said he was only trying to avoid a deck chair attendant. stop that, Deirdre. Over to you, Robin.
A decline in the skiing boom was forecast today by Olympic champion skier Fritz von Nergel. He said, the whole business is going downhill. Over to you, Arthur and Fred.
English darts champion Turgid Falcon celebrated with champagne today after achieving his first three in a bed. He said, I hope one day I'll do it at darts. And now, over to Wembley for show jumping with Hermes Blush.
And as you join me, we are getting a good look at Lucinda Pryor Palmer's seat. Ah, the way she sits on the horse. She fell earlier on her Jaxie. Her first ride was a filly called Jaxie. And what was that?
She's had a bang on the parallel bars. And they're down. I mean, the bars. Oh, my goodness. The harness, the saddle, everything's come off. David Broom's picked up a bit. Paddy McMahon's got a handful and he's giving it to Lucinda. Oh, God, back to the studio.
Thank you, Hermes. What a funny way to hand in your notice. And now, Sir Dunstan Tamper with his readings from the Leeds Street Directory.
York Road, 9:14, and Scholes. York Street, 2, and York Street, 9. Zermatt Street, Zetland Place. Zion Street, Zulu Place. Zulu Terrace. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sir Dunstan.
May I avail myself of this opportunity of mentioning that I have 6 blank dates in my engagement book. They are June, July, August, September, October, and November. Thank you.
And now, Habitat Flourish, Space Vicar, Episode 3, The Y-Fronts from Venus.
Habitat lashed back with his nuclear pogo stick and they were gone. He beamed back to Earth and found his wife in bed with 3 policemen.
Hello, hello, hello.
Not speaking to me then. Habitat, these 3 gentlemen are my bodyguards. I have been threatened in your absence by Gnerzil, the evil genius of Venus.
Gnerzil here on Earth? I must get to the palace.
Why?
They're playing Aston Villa and the kickoff's in 5 minutes.
Refreshed by a goalless draw, a cold cup of tea and a pork pie, Habitat hurried to Downing Street and spoke to the Foreign Secretary.
Let me give you a complete breakdown on the whole situation, Foreign Secretary.
Sorry, no speak English.
That's why they call you that. Very well. Take me to MI5.
Certainly, old chap.
Caught you.
The Foreign Secretary's face fell off, revealing he was in fact the fiendish Gnerzil.
So, Gnerthling.
Pardon?
So, Gnerthling.
Ever obedient, Habitat embroidered a tray cloth and a set of doilies. Throwing them in Gnerzil's face, he looked desperately for a means of escape. No window, no trapdoors, no sliding panels. Suddenly it struck him. The door. Stepping through, he found himself in the wings of the Whitehall Theatre. He strapped them on and flew away.
After only 7 months, he landed in Australia. Hurriedly, he grew some stubble, donned a sweaty T-shirt and some basketball boots, and mingled with the other guests at the Prime Minister's cocktail party.
Oh, owl blue! So hot in here, I'm sweating like a sow in labour.
So I see, Cobber.
I'm the Prime Minister's wife, by the way. Haven't seen you in these parts before.
No, I usually play soldiers and old men.
I usually play darts and swagman's knock.
What's swagman's knock?
Same as postman's, only you jump up and down on your billabong.
Habitat laughed dutifully and slapped her on the back. Her face dropped. Off.
So, Gnerthling, we meet again. But this time, no doilies.
Will anything else fall off? Will Gnerzil lose face? Will Habitat lose his didgeridoo? Will this serial never end? Listen next week.
Meanwhile, in a schoolroom.
Now, you're the 4 new boys. You're Hugh, and you're Hewitt.
Yes, miss.
Yes, miss.
And you're, how do you spell that?
L-A-H-R.
Yes, la. And you're,
Sny, miss.
Sny. Now, when I count 4, I want you to identify yourselves 1 at a time from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hewer.
Hewitt.
La.
Sny.
Out in the pale moonlight.
It wasn't your sister.
It wasn't your ma.
That was something old. On this program, you get nothing new. So the next song is both borrowed and blue.
ones as well. Once I owned a rubber thing, but someone stole it from me. Now all the things I have are well insured. But if you try to pin me down about the thing that I love best, it's that thing over there next to the other one.
Son of Nature Corner, in which we peek under Mother Nature's skirt and get a split lip.
Here is Professor Werner Schmaltz to talk about voles.
In England, there are five kinds of voles. A, E, I, O.
Professor, that's got rid of him.
A, E, O, U.
Here is a news flash. Oh, still enjoy those. Britain's first million-pound footballer, Trevor Francis, slammed his locker door too quickly today and cut off 38 quid. Doctors said the fingernail would grow again. Casebook of the famous French detective Hercule Poirot.
He was Belgian.
He always did after curried eggs.
For the first time, we present the story of Hercule Poirot and murder on the Mersey.
Liverpool in the 60s was the center of the pop boom. At the Empire, you could hear... At the Cavern, you could hear... Even at the Primrose Tea Rooms, you could hear...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was the day they were shut.
Each pop promoter gambled on one particular group. Brian Epstein picked the Beatles. Scouse Wacker picked the Pimples. They shot to the top in 20 minutes, then one fateful night at Liverpool's famous Pudding Club. Now listen, lads.
Hey, Mr. Wacker, listen to this.
That's not clever bingo. Any musician can do that.
On his teeth?
What are you doing in here on your own? Where are the others?
How do you mean?
Where's John, Paul?
They're practicing to be Pope.
Oh. What about Arthur?
He's lying down behind that curtain. I don't think he's too well.
Why not?
Somebody's cut his head up.
And that's it, really, Inspector?
I declare he's lying there without no hair. Well, his head's not there, I do declare I'm getting nowhere.
There's only one man who can solve this case. He's on his way on the Intercity Express. Hercule Poirot.
Don't play that accordion, sir. You're putting the other diners off their food.
I'm sorry, Gacon. I was just passing the time while my wine cooled down.
Will you be taking the soup, sir?
Yes, but I'm in a bit of a hurry. Pour it straight in my lap. Oh, naughty minestrone.
Parrot hurried to the pudding club, where the inspector started filling him in.
Inspector, stop hitting me.
Sorry, sir. Force of habit.
Where is this body that has been decapitipitin?
And it's head cut off.
Yes.
Tell you the truth, we had a gig to do, so I just propped the headless body up behind the base. The kids never noticed.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not as if he had to sing.
I see. Because of what you have told me, Inspector, I wish to speak with the cigarette girl.
She wasn't even here last night. Why do you want to speak to her?
Because of what you have told me. Hello, my dear. What is your name?
Hello, White, but I'm going to be a famous singer, so I'm changing it to Silla Pink. And if that doesn't work, I'll make it Silla Brown or Silla Green. But whether I never have got a market.
And make it she did. That girl today is Lulu. If she'd opted for black, she'd have been Patty Boulay.
Not for me, I'll have the Patty Maison.
It's off.
It always was. The killer is in this room. I accuse you of being the murderer.
And I accuse you of being Peter Sellers.
All right, I'll keep quiet if you will.
Don't.
And so the case was never solved. However, years later, Parrott added a postscript to his memoirs.
The solution to the murder in the Pudding Club was quite simple. Arthur... Arthur, the the one who had his head chopped off, had been deeply in love with Scylla, who had been deeply in love with Wacker, who had been deeply in love with Bingo. I myself was quite fond of the inspector, but that's another story. So I decided to let sleeping poodles lie. I mean, it's not the first time a young fellow has lost his head over a pretty girl. Adieu, mes amis. Or as you English say, au revoir. Well, that's not right. I must look that up in my chambers. Oh, I can also look up head chapter.
Hello, Sheik. It's starring Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin. The script is by John Junkin and Barry Cryer, with little bits by Tim Brooke Taylor. The music was by the Dennis King Trio, and the programme was produced by David Hatch. Come on, there are... Barry Cryer, John Junkin and Tim Brooke Taylor are not National Theatre players, nor are they ever likely to be.